Today's daf, Pokotel, today's daf is daf Mem Hei in Bava Metzia. Okay, we're discussing the topic, of course, we talk about coins, right? About how silver cannot buy gold. Why? Because silver is the currency. They're all coins. Let's not to say, but that's also a coin. No, they're all coins. But what's the currency? Silver is the currency, gold is not. And when it comes to Kenyan, you have to make a Kenyan on the product, the commodity, not on the money. So we said one of the things we brought this Mishnah from Maaser Sheni. Beis Shammai says, you know, when it comes to being poda, just the opposite. You can only be poda fruits or produce with money. So the question is, can you change over your silver coins into gold coins to make the trip lighter? Beis Shammai says you may not. Beis Hillel says that you may. Beis Hillel says there. Beis Hillel says material. The Gemara explained the reason is that Beis Hillel says Beis Hillel savri kaspa peira, that the silver is also like peiros and dava tiva v'dava tiva, and the gold is the coin, and you could switch over the silver to the gold. Then we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokesh. In the machlokas between Bisham Beis Hillel, what would they say about transferring the kedusha of the produce itself, the regular Maaser Sheni, onto gold coins directly? So we said there was a machlokas here. So the Sham Beis Hillel says, one says the same machlokas is on both, and one says no, that everybody's motive, that payrus you could switch on to dinarim. So now this is where we left off yesterday, two lines from the bottom of Mem Dalam and Beis. This time, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Machalan. Let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that you may not transfer the kedusha from Maaser Sheni produce onto gold coins. That gold coins are coins, but they're not currency. So that's what Lachari says. Why don't Rabbi Yochanan? We're at the top now. Hey, also live with someone there. You may not lend. Remember, we said yesterday you cannot lend saw but saw. I can't give you a bushel of corn until you give me back a bushel of corn because the price may go over. It looks like ribbis. So he says the same way you can't do a dinar zav. When it says here, it means a dinar zav, a gold coin. I can't give you a gold coin. You're giving me back a gold coin because the value could go up. We understand that today with gold could change, right? Gold could change in value. Oh, you have gold. People like to trade in gold. Yeah, but today it's worth, I don't know, $325 an ounce, $2,000 an ounce. I don't know. Whatever, there's a different value for it. Obviously, we have a gold collector here, right?
Not a collector.
Also, Lilvos dinner bediner, right? You're not allowed to lend a gold coin for another and to give it back. Why? Because of the ribbis. Now, dinner demai, what are we speaking about? Elaim, dinner shokas, if you're talking about, I already told you the answer is gold, but let's say, can I go over to you and say, can you lend me 10 shekels? You have a 10 shekel coin, I'll give it back to you in a few days. Of course you can. What's wrong with that? There's no ribbis. That's pretty. Dinner kesef, the gabin afshay for itself. Mikla madam malav tibbet. Zemre said, that's not currency. Of course, currency. You could exchange for currency. I can give you $1,000 in bills and give it back to me next month. No problem with that. Elipshita, dinner shows up, we're talking about zav. Ulaman, who are we speaking about? Ila Basil. Basil says, harmri tibbet. Basil said, that's currency. Remember, Basil said, you can change silver coins when you're going up to Yerushalayim into gold coins to lighten the way. Why? Because those are coins. So he obviously holds its currency. El lav Beis Shammai, going to Beis Shammai. Shman Rabbi Yochanan hu d'omer. Since Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said this, Rabbi Yochanan, you can't lend a gold coin for another gold coin. Shows you Rabbi Yochanan d'omer ein mechalan, because that's considered not coins, but it's considered produce. It's considered a produce So it just sounds like vegetables, you know, but commodity is a good word, right? Commodity. You can't change a commodity, a product, for another one. So it says he holds that gold is a you can't change the produce of Maaser Sheni onto gold coins because that's also a commodity and you have to be changed onto currency, not onto commodities. So that's your proof that Rabbi Yochanan is when it says that no, you cannot transfer the kedusha, the mechalo, the produce onto gold coins, only onto silver coins. It says, it's no proof from there. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan says everybody agrees you could change. The machlok is, can you change silver coins into gold coins to take up your shine? But everybody says you could change the produce onto gold coins. The shiny halva, it's different over here alone. You know, because your whole proof is Rabbi Yochanan says you can't change, like I said, saw, but so I can't lend you a saw of corn for another saw of corn. It says you can't do it with coins either. Do you know why? Since the buying and selling. If I sell you gold for coins, what's the halacha? you could be making mashicha on the gold, and then I'm chayiv to give you the coins, right? But not the other way of things. So therefore, since when it comes to mekach memker, the gold is considered the commodity, not the currency. Right? Like that. A lot of C's there. Kivin linyan mekach memker shivin rabban and kiperis. It's considered like a commodity. That's the one. The gold is the coin which a commodity goes up and down in value. So the rabban said, yeah, the gold is the commodity. That's what you have to make the mashiach on, because that's the one that goes down. The gavi alvo anami peris. Now, since mekach memker, buying and selling is similar to loans, exchanging of stuff, they said, halva is also like that. So it comes to halva, we say it's peris, but it doesn't mean it's not a coin. The lomit could bury both. Rabbi Yochanan holds that I could take my produce out in the field, my mafresh, my sheni, and be mechalan onto gold coins, because a gold is a coin. But compared to silver, it's a commodity. Like we said with buying and selling, the same way with halva. Hachanam mistaver, it's mistaver that way. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that gold really is a coin. It's not just a commodity. So certain cases, in certain cases it's a commodity, in certain cases it's a coin. But how do you see it? The Chiyas Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported them. He always had this from Rabin, they reported what Yochanan said. Even though you may not lend one dinner for another dinner, because like you say, it's like a commodity. You could be mechalal. So he says, befeirish, the Rabbi Yochanan says, that you could be mechalal, ma'aser sheni produce onto gold coin. So,
you can't bring him to, can you bring him
to Jerusalem? You bring the coins to Jerusalem. Yeah, he says you may. Before we said, one says you may not. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, one said you may not at all, according to everybody. One says that it is considered a coin compared to produce. It's considered currency compared to produce. Like, even though it's considered compared to silver, it's considered a commodity. Yeah. Yeah, it's relative. Relative. Right? Yeah.
So it is considered money.
It's considered money. But compared to silver, it's considered a commodity. Compares what you want to do. You can understand that.
Only for the purposes of
Buying and selling, buying, selling silver, and exchanging silver for gold, then it's considered a commodity, and it makes sense that way too. You could see that certain people say, I think there was once a gold dollar or something. There were some gold coins in America, maybe at a certain point, and some people would accept it as
silver.
There was a silver dollar. But there might have been some gold coins. The mint might have made some gold coins. Or in some places they could have had gold coins that were tradable as money, that were the currency. But we all know that today, when you have gold coins, you buy them and sell them as if they are a commodity. Right? That's it. Which makes sense. As if it's just plain gold. Right. Okay. So Shmamina. So therefore...
But this idea, what do you here in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
If I borrow $100 from you.
Yeah, dollars.
And
right.
The shekel, the shari tzik changes.
So that's a real good shaila. And I think, it's my humble opinion, this is a shaila from, I'm sure there are rabbis who paskin about these things. Look, there are people who say, I have a custom that I lend a certain organization, a guy, money, and he's always sending me gifts. And I keep telling, he sends before Chag, chocolates and this. And I said, Pepe, it's ribbit. I tell Pepe, don't touch the chocolates. It's ribbit. It's mamish ribbit. What can I tell him? Not to send the stuff? No. He pays it back. He pays it back eventually. It takes him a couple of years, but he pays it back. But I'm saying it's true. So you have all these people say, don't say thank you, right? If you say, if your guy lends you an, say thank you. There's all kinds of shilas about that kind of stuff. Well, what? What?
That's where the minute comes up, the rudeness.
I thought you were going to say that shalom doesn't come up in Eretz Yisrael. It's only in Chutzar. Here it doesn't come up. What's thank you? Yeah, same thing. Yeah. But what's the upshot of it? When it comes to, it depends what you mean. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're trading a lot of money, a substantial money. You go to a money changer, right? People have had this experience. And you send them, a large amount of money. And you agree on a price. And then when he comes to give you the cash, a few days later, the shahr has changed. And you could have these kind of shilas. You understand? I think in a regular case that, when people are not machbid on these things, if it's a few hundred dollars, it's a small amount of money, and I was on shekels, so you say, I really don't care, give me shekels, give me dollars, I don't really care that much, and are you making money on it? It's not rebid, it's the shahr change, it's all kinds of, it's complicated, and it really depends on each individual transaction, what really happened over there. That's intent, et cetera, et cetera. But And Echanami, it certainly could be, you could see how it could be called avak ribis, like the case of saw basaw, which the rabbi said, don't do, because the price is going up. I gave you something worth $100, now it's worth $110. So that's a problem. It's certainly not ribis d'oraisa. Ribis d'oraisa, we'll see tomorrow. It's ribis d'oraisa only when you say, listen, it's straight. Okay, you're going to keep it for 30 days. I'm charging you a certain amount per day or per annum or whatever. But it's ribis d'rabbana, and it could be. Tashma. If not ofechetze, imze heter miskar merosh. Merosh, yeah. But most people do not do heter iskas between themselves unless it's a big transaction or the banks have those kind of automatic, you know, things. But yeah, okay, so but you could do it. You could do it, but you have to do it. You have to sign it, etc. Tashma. Haparat sel mimos maisa sheni, and I'll understand what's going on over here. Haparat sel mimos maisa, you're taking money of maisa sheni, right? And you're changing it. You're changing mimos maisa sheni. Shamram b'chola sel mimos. In other words, you got to change. According to Rashi, it means you have the option. Meaning, what's happening is this: you want to take money up to Yerushalayim, right? You want to take the maisa sheni from us. And you have the copper small coins, we think of the pennies, the small coins. And you'd rather change it into a larger amount. So according to Tosus learns that means you must change it all into one big thing. Do it at one time. Change it all as one big thing. Because every time you change, the money changers take a commission. Right? That's another way to get around it. It's not ribbit, it's a commission. In other words, so what does that mean, no commission? You ever see, you imagine no commission? It means that they just built it into the price. You know what I mean? They don't charge you. It's not a separate line item, that's all. But the point is that they take a commission, one way or another. They have to make a living, right? That's what they live on. So, according to Tosafot, it means you must change the whole thing at one time, because every time you change it, you are diminishing, because the guy's taking more, the money changer is taking more commissions, and then you are diminishing the amount of Maaser Sheni Kedusha that you're going to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's what Tosafot says that you must do the way. According to Rashi, it's mashma that you may. In other words, you could do the whole thing, because you could do the whole thing at one time if you want. Ube Silim says no, b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. You must do a little bit at a time. And Thomas says, right, Rashi explains, you shouldn't do a little, right? You shouldn't do more than half, right? Because when you come to Yerushalayim and you have to spend the small money, you know, you can't go over to the money to the. If you go over to the storekeeper in Yerushalayim where you buy the food or the greengrocer or something or the meat market and you try to pay with seller, what's he going to say? En lecha kesef katan. Nobody wants the big money. Nobody wants the 200 shekel notes. They all want the small money. So he says, and therefore, what you're going to do, right? Yeah. Oh no, that's not because of that. Here we're talking about where it's called. You have some. You have some. Yesterday I went to a place and took the girl half an hour to check it if it's mezuyaf. I know. I don't know.
At 200, really?
Yeah. As long as you brought it up, you see, we handle all kinds of questions at this church. And this is a template. You put the 200 shekel in here, and it tells you each spot that's supposed to be there to prove if it's valid. Okay, we'll pass it around. We don't have time now, but we'll pass it around. And you could all try it out afterwards. That proves if it's mezuyaf, or you can get that stupid pen, which doesn't work anyway. Anyway, so right. So here's the deal. You have one of these, Moshe. I don't need it, so honestly, if you really want to keep it, you could. I want to show it to you. Maybe it means something to you, and maybe you could use it. I don't know. I don't even know how I got it. Somebody gave it to me. So apart from the most wants a sheni. So b'sham yom b'chol you could do the whole thing at one shot. You could, according to Rashi, you could do the whole thing. According to us, you must do the whole thing. Do a little bit at a time. You know why? Because if you take it all in silver, everybody's going to take bring silver. They're going to bring some shlime. There's going to be a run on the copper coins. Everybody's going to want to go to the money changing these copper coins, and then the cost of the copper coins is going to go up, which means you'll have less produce to eat in my shani. So that's what they say. B'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. Now, hashem b'shamay gabi priti mechalilon. Now, if you say according to Beis Shammai, right, that you say Beis Shammai says you could change the silver into gold, right? We're telling you, right? You could change hashli be shamei legabe prite mechalalinon, right? The midikani mimos maaser sheni shmamna. You can be mechalal prutos, right? We said you could take the prutos and you want to go up to Yerushalayim, take them in silver. Beishamei says you could do the whole thing if you want, or you must do the whole thing. Basically, you do partially, but you could change the this copper coins into silver on your way to Yerushalayim. So if you can do that, legabe davmi boy, certainly you should be able to change. You should be able to change it into. If you could change copper into silver, you should certainly be able to change silver into gold. So that's his question. Here's a real question. If he has prutos, if he has copper coins that he's changing into silver, so how did he get the copper coins originally? Because he took the produce and changed it into copper. So if you could change the produce into copper, you should certainly be able to change it into gold. You just said over here that there's one shita that you can't change the into gold at all, right? We thought it was Rabbi Yochanan said that, so it's Rish Lakish who says it, but you can't change the produce into gold at all. Hash lebei shamai, we got to be prita machal, and you could change the produce into copper. Certainly, got to be David boy. He says no, shiny prita. Different priti, Basur Sagan in an area, in a town where they are considered currency, Kharifa, they're even more currency than silver. So it's a special case there. That copper coins are currency, whereas gold is not always currency. Lishnachrinus, this is all the first way to learn. That Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh, was Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh, right? Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh explained the machlokes, right? We said Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokesh, I can't find it now. Is Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh Chad Omer? No, where is it?
Right,
I don't see it. Where before we had it? Chad Omer, Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. I don't see the Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. In Amid Beis, I'm talking about, right?
It's
further up. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh. Chad Omer. I was looking too far down. Chad Omer Machlokes B'Shlom Al Dinarim B'Shrayv. I once said the Machlokes by Shlom Al Dinarim, but everybody says that you could be machal the money directly onto gold. And one said you can't direct money. So if you say over you can't direct money onto gold, we have a kasha from you could direct the produce onto copper, certainly onto gold. The answer is no. Copper is different because copper is considered. Is considered a currency. Now, lishnachri in certain areas where it's a currency, it's very current. Where it's considered coinage, it's very very current. Lishnachrina. Amila, different lashon in the machlokas. Machlokas between Bisham and Sil is where you're taking up to your shlime and you want to change the silver onto gold. The Shami says you can't. Beisil says you can. The Beishami says, you know, the reason is not because why? Not because Beishami says you can't do silver onto gold because gold is considered a commodity, not a kesef, and you have to change it into kesef. There's a different reason. You can only change it once. You know, you can only change it once. You changed already the produce onto silver, right? So now you can't do it onto gold. That's two because it says kesef, ha kesef. The Bishami Savi Ha Kesef Kesef Rishon Lo Kesef Shani. You can't do a double. That's all. If you change a produce into money, that money has to be taken in your shlime. You can't change it again and again. Vaisol Savi No Ha Kesef Kesef Riba. It says a Kesef, but it also says another time Kesef in that parsha. It's Sarta Kesef. It says not by Kesef B'Chol Shetan Av Ashkes. It says twice Kesef there. So Ha Kesef Kesef Riba Vafil Kesef Shani. That's the Machlokas Lechora. Avo Peiros Al Dinar. And that's the reason. Is Machlokas is that Bishan that Be'erachon Shlokesh. Once is machlokes by Shlom Dinarim because of the reason of once or twice. Mishul says even twice is also okay. Avo peiros al dinarin, but to change peiros into dinim, divrei kol machlina. You could change the produce onto gold coins. The problem is only changing it twice. But the first time, if you take the produce originally, change it onto gold coins, that's fine. Dakati kesef rishinu. V'chanamar af peiros al dinarim machlokes. Machlokes is even there, right? Why? Because the question is, you can only change payers onto a currency, and gold is a commodity. Well, the man that was long out in our machlokas, if you say the machlokas, so the Gemara asks the same kash like he asked on the first way to learn. If you say the machlokas is by sella on dinarim, right? If you say the machlokas is even what is on my son, I don't think it was long dinarim, I think it was long something. Understand? If you say the machlokas is what? Because what's the reason? Why does Beis Shammai say you can't change the silver onto gold? Because you can't do it twice. So I talk about silver and gold. Say silver and silver also. Right, listening to Afil Sonsanami. So if you besons, if you machlok to be sonsanami, I mean a honeymoon slam aslam, that's only there, you can't change it. Avaslam dunaram, modal basal be shamai, the double gabi possible. I think, hey, you can't do coins for coins, you can't do a double coins and then coins again. But you might say that if I do coins once and silver coins, and then I take silver onto gold, gold is like a commodity. right? I will stand al dinarim. Motel beisul beishami the davul gabi kaspa peirahave, right? So maybe beisul be motel that beishami would say. In other words, I would say the machlokes beislam islam. Beishami says you can't do once or twice, right? You can do once or twice. Beisul says you could do even once, twice, twice. So maybe there. So if you say by sell, I'll sell. You say okay. There beisul says you could do silver and silver and silver and silver. But silver on gold, no, because you know why? Silver on silver, you could do many times because it's all coins, it's all currency. But silver and gold, maybe he's muttered to beisul beishami and the reason for beishami is because we can't do silver onto gold because gold is a commodity and when you exchange, you can only take the produce onto currency and take the currency to Yerushalayim. You can't take the currency and buy back commodity outside of Yerushalayim. You might be able to kamash malon. Therefore, he tells me that Basil says that you could do it in all cases. In other words, you can even do silver onto gold because silver onto gold, it's not a commodity. It's another exchange of currency, and that's okay. Toshma. Haparat sel shel meiser shen Yerushalayim. Now I've gotten to Yerushalayim. I'm in Yerushalayim now. And what am I doing? I'm taking the sella, the silver, and I want to change it onto small coins so that the guy won't tell me and the chakesef katan, right? So I can buy produce. Beishami omer b'chol sell mas. Again, Beishami says you do the whole thing at one shot, right? You change all of your money. Beisul says b'shak kesef b'shekel mos, right? Says you do it a little bit at a time. You know why? So Rashi explains that the reason is that if you do it all at one time, you may have coins left over, copper coins, and you know you can't eat everything. What are you going to do with the coins? So you'll leave it till next time, right? Till the next Ola Rego. By then, the coins might have been fashimelt, right? Might have become corroded, and etc., and might have gotten bad. And then you'll certainly be mechaser in the food that you can buy with that. So if he says, do a little bit at a time, do partial. Okay, so now what do you say? Hashta kaspel gabi pita mechalina. Now, what does it mean? If he says, everybody says over here, you could change the silver into copper. Hashikas gotta repeat the machalina and belarmin and kesef rishon and kesef sheni. Here, you don't say kesef rishon and kesef sheni, right? If Beis Shammai says you could change the silver onto, why don't you say kesef rishon and kesef sheni? So like avidaba the chavshiv minay, changing it into gold, which is even more the chashiv. Miyamin and kesef rishon and kesef sheni. Why would, if the reason Beis Shammai says is that you can't change it from silver into gold because it's a double exchange, if that's his reason, well, here you could change it from silver onto copper. And the answer is obvious. Amarava, Yushalaika, yes, in Kashmir, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is where you're reported. There you're allowed to. Our issue is when you're outside of Yerushalayim, what are you supposed to do? You take the produce, change it onto money, and take it up to Yerushalayim. So we're saying, Beis Shammai says you can only change it to money once, you can't do it twice. Right? And Beis Hillel says you could do it twice. Right, you could do it twice, and you could do it in Yerushalayim. But once you get to Yerushalayim, of course you could. You can now. You need to take the money and change it back to get produce out of it by exchanging it. That's okay. Yerushalayim comes to Yerushalayim because the chivin asata kesef b'chol eshet nafshecha. Take the money and buy whatever you want with it. Bakar ritzon, different over there. Toshma, apart from me, ma'as ma'as sheni. Now this is the first one that we had up above. Not the see this last one was apart mos with ma'aser sheni that you brought your shalayim. The first one above, which is what we're going to repeat now, apart sella mimos ma'aser sheni. You had let's say copper coins and you want to buy silver coins to take your shalayim. B'sham yomer and b'chol asel mos. Like we said before, machlokes Rashi says how do you learn it? According to B'sham, you must take the whole thing. According to Tosi, you must take the whole thing. According to Rashi, you may do it all at once. B'shalom b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. Do a little bit at a time so as not to cause a run on the coppers when you get there, right? But what do you see over here? This is talking about when you're going up to your shalayim. And everybody says you can change the money, right? Beis Shammai says you could take the copper coins and change it all into one shot into silver. And Beis Hillel says, no, you could do it a little bit at a time. But everybody's talking about changing the coins that you had taken the produce and put that on the copper coins and now changing it into silver. So you're certainly doing it a second time here on your way up to Yerushalayim. El the Kuyama Kesef. Everybody holds. Forget that. This Lashon HaKharim, the second Lashon that Beis Shammai holds, you can't do it twice. Makes no sense. L'kuyam, everybody says, HaKesef Kesef Riba. Hafil Kesef Sheni. Eliyit Ma'at, Rav Yochanan, Rosh Lakish. What's the Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, Rosh Lakish? Hachim. This must mean what they must have said in the Machlokas, Beis Shammai's Hill. Chana Machlokas, Beslan, and Donarim. Once the Machlokas is when you change silver onto gold. Beis Shammai Sabri, Gazrinan, Shamish, Aliyosav, Zimbul, Malu, Zuzib, Dinner. You know, we said there's 25 silver coins and a gold coin. He says, Beis Shammai says, don't change silver onto gold coins when you're going to Shalim. You know why? Because it takes a lot of silver coins to make a gold coin. What happens if you only have 15 or 20? And if you don't have enough to make a gold coin. You have a lot of coins, you don't have that much. So what do? You'll wait till next time. And the Maaser Sheni will just sit there till next year, or till next time you come to Yerushalayim. So that's what he says, don't do that. Don't change silver onto gold, because maybe you will delay your aliyah, right? Like a lot of people delay their aliyah and waiting for something to happen, right? The Zimnad Lomal is it? Huh? Yeah, till they have more money. Right. Exactly. Till they have more money. Perfect. Very good. Right. The Zimnad Lomal is it, that they won't have enough for to buy a gold dinner for Lamasik, and they won't come up. They won't come up at all, right? They won't bring up what they have. They still serve. It's not like you're not worried about that. Even if they don't have enough, after all, if they don't have enough, if they don't have 25 silver coins to buy a gold coin, that means they don't have that many silver coins. Not many silver coins, not that heavy. They'll come up with whatever they have. That's the machlokas. But if you're changing payrus for dinarim, right, payrus onto gold coins, like we said originally, the original payrus on the Ramam, the Kivan, the Mirkavi, since they go bad, right, what are you going to do? What are you going to change it? If you don't have enough produce to make it onto a gold coin, they're going to go bad. Lomashi, you're not going to do it. The Chamer, Afil, Bepeiros, Aldinon, Nami Machlokas. He says you can't change it all. You can't do that either because maybe you'll delay. So Bishlam Alach Lishna. Now according to the Lashon, the Amrit, the Mitaraisa, Mishrashari. According to the Lashon, we say what? The first Lashon. What do we say? According to this Lashon, the second Lashon. Midaraisa, you could change silver onto gold. No problem. What's the reason why the rabbi said you can't? Oh, we're afraid you'll delay. You won't have enough. Blah, blah, blah. Right? So the rabbi said, don't change silver again. Not there's a problem, really, with silver and coin, the definition of coins and produce and all that. No, you're allowed to. It's just a gzeira. The rabbi said, maybe you won't do it. So Bishlama, Lahach Lishon, and Damit, the Midaraisa, Mishra Shari, so you're allowed to. But Rabbanu, who the Gazrabe, Hanikton, Yasav, Allah Yasav. What was the Lashon? Take a look back at the Mishnah. Tananos, and we had yesterday, Beshamim lo yasa adam slum dinarzav. You shouldn't take your sellas of your silver coins of Maaser Sheni and change it into gold. Don't do it. So I understand the Lashon, don't do it. Meaning you could, but the rabbi said don't do it. Elach Mishnah Damrit the Midaraisa pligi, the Machlok Midaraisa, it doesn't work, right? We said the first Lashon was Midaraisa doesn't work. You can't be Machal. Why? Because this is coins and that's produce, right? That you can't do it. If that's the case, Machalin v'lo Machalin v'boy. Should have said, you can't be Machalel silver onto gold because it's not coins onto coins, it's coins onto produce. That's the Lashon Shir. Said Kasha. Okay, so that's a shtickle Kasha. All right, so that completes that discussion of this changing the silver onto the coins. Now we come to another discussion. Let's understand something. We always use the example of the rabbi because that's something we all do every year. The rabbi gives you his handkerchief or his pen. What is he doing? You acquire that pen. When you acquire the pen, Chalipin says automatically goes to. Right, you give him all your chametz, the schus and your chametz. Right, that's how it works. Right, chalipin means we're exchanging one thing for another, and it works on metalklin, karka, etc. Right, our mission we said was is our mission exchanging as we'll see. We said it yesterday, but we're going to state it as a kasha now. Hazov konas akesef, not really quite what it is. What we're saying there is that it's not like a chalipin. Right? It's not chalipin because chalipin means as soon as you pick up one, the other guy gets the other one. This is a meshicha. Right, so here the question is this. Can the rabbi use a coin? He uses a pen usually or a hanky, right? That's usually what they do, or a yarmulke or some shmata. Can he use a coin? You get the coin and you give him your stuff. What's the difference? So here's a machlokas. Rav Levi Charam Matbe Nasa Chalip Macharam Ein Mavei. So our halach is going to be, you can't use a matbe for chalip. You know why? Why not? The pasuk says in a shoe, right? By Rus there, and Rus says a shoe, right? Why not? Omra Papa, my time at the Mandar Ein Matbe Nasa Chalip Mishum Dadai Tatsurusa. Because your mind is not on the silver. When you do chalipin, your mind has to be on the intrinsic thing. Give me your shoe and I'll give you my belt. When I have your shoe, you have my belt. I want the shoe, you have the belt. When I get the coin, when I get the coin, your mind is not on the silver. It's not on the intrinsic item. It's on whatever the government says it's worth. If they would tell you tomorrow that the 5-shekel note became a coin became a 10-shekel note and 10 shekels, so the government could say that. It's not an intrinsic value, and that's a problem. That's a problem. So he says, because when I take the coin from the rabbi, as opposed to the handkerchief, when I get the handkerchief, I know I'm getting the handkerchief. I don't really care about the handkerchief. I'll give it back to him 5 minutes later. I don't care, right? Or the pen, right? Right? But I know what he's giving me. When it's a coin, I'm not thinking about the coin. I'm thinking about the value of the coin, which can go up or down. The government could tell you tomorrow the red 200 shekel notes are no good anymore, right? Forget about them, right? So, Right, because Mishim Daitet. So, and when it comes to Chalipin, it works with like a shoe. I think I'm what I'm getting. We're going to machlokas, does it have to be a kli like a shoe or even peiros? We're going to talk about that. But Sursa avida de betela, and therefore it doesn't work. And that's going to be a possum. We have machlokas now. Tanan. What about our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah Chalipin? We said it's not. Let's see. Hazav konas a kesef. If you pick up the gold, right, then gives it. My lap a Chalipin. That's Chalipin. So what isn't that a coin becoming chalipin? What is that? Hazav kona as a chalipin, as a kesef, right? So don't you see over there what that the matbea can be made chalipin, right? Mishmar min matbea nasa chalipin is low. The dumim over there, it's for you bought it. In other words, you bought it. It's not when I get the gold, right? I pick up the gold, you get the coin, right? You get the coin. I pick up the gold coin, you get the other coin. No, there it's a sale. I sold you ounces of gold for the coins. When I pick up the gold, I have to pay. Ihachi azov konas a kesef mechayim. Well, it shouldn't say the gold. It doesn't say the gold doesn't acquire the thing. It doesn't acquire the coins. It's mechayim, meaning as soon as I pick up the gold, I'm mechayiv to pay you for it. That means I pick up the loaf of bread in the store in the makolet, right? I acquired it that way. Does he get my money automatically? No, it's mechayiv me to pay for it. That's how it should say, but so, huh? Okay, you say that's right. Tane hazav machayev. You have to change it. Remember, we explain the Mishnah that way. Tane hazav is machayev. The zav is machayev you. It's not really machayev. How can I mistava medik tani sefer? The sefer is a kesef and a konas hazav. The silver doesn't acquire the gold. Why? We said, because I'm a bishlam, a bedamim. If you tell me that work, you know why it doesn't work? Because, as we said, money cannot acquire items. It can acquire karka, but it doesn't work there. Either we said the rabbana, the rice, or bechon mishlakish. We'll talk about that. Bishlam, bedamim, hainu, damin, and dav. Why? We see, because gold is dav, gold is the commodity, and the silver is the coin, v'tava peiro, low coin. And currency cannot buy produce, that we understand. If it's a purchase, Eliyam b'chalipin, huh?
Cannot acquire.
Eliyam b'chalipin, if it's done with chalipin, what's the difference? B'chalipin, tabayelik nadadi. If you say that it's, if the first part works, if zov konas a kesef, because it's chalipin, so kesef should also buy chalipin. Yes, it can't, you can't buy a commodity with money. You have to have a kinyan over there. But if it works with chalipin, if the zav is kona the kesef of chalipin, kesef should be kona the chalipin too. But otanya, and also another proof is hakesef ain't kona the zav. We said kesef doesn't require ketzet. Machlo asem chamisha dinar shel kesef b'dinar shel zav. I sold you 25 dinars for 25 kesef for a dinar of zav. Even though I acquired the kesef, lo kana achim shechazav until you moshe the zav. Yeah, I'm bishlam dumb if it's because of money mishumachi lo kani, because you can't buy a commodity with money. You can't buy money with money. You can't make modern money. Eliyamet b'chalipin niknit shikur. If it's chalipin, it should work. Elamai b'damim. Elamai b'damim. Yochi emereisha hazav konas a kesef. Hazav konas kesef ketsa machlo dinar shel zav. If I sold you a dinner of zav, besem chamisha dinner shel kesef, kivet shemash chazav. As soon as you made a meshicha, a kinyan on the zav, nek the kesef b'chol makom shahu, you get the kesef wherever it is. Get the kesef where it is. Sounds like chametz, right? It sounds like chalipin. Yeah, my bishlam chalipin. I nikani nek the kesef b'chol makom shahu. You get it wherever it is. Eliyam b'dam. If you're just doing it for cash, right? So once you made a meshicha on the gold, You automatically I automatically own your money. That's chalipin. If it's bedamim, shouldn't say you acquire. As soon as you pick up the gold, all right, I get your silver wherever it is. That's chalipin. It should say that I'm chayiv to pay you as soon as, as soon as you pick up the gold, you're mechayiv to pay me with the silver. Really is bedamim because chalipin doesn't work. My b'chol makom shu. What does it mean? Wherever it is, kamos shahu, the way it is, meaning the way the deal was. Can amrle? It's a little bit of a dochik answer, but he says it doesn't mean you really get the money wherever it is. Whereas when you pick up the gold, I don't get the silver wherever it is. It means you're mechuyif to give me the silver where it is. So it says b'chol makom shu. That means kamos, the way it's can amrle, like we agreed upon. Let's say I said the deal was I'm going to give you this gold and you're going to give me silver and new coins from your new purse, meaning new coins.
So you have to give him, and you said you're going to give me new coins, new silver coins. You can't give me old ones. You can't give me bad ones. And if we made it, I'm going to get, you're going to pay me with 200 shekel notes, the blue ones. You can't give me the red ones. That's the deal, understand? You know, I don't want the red ones, right? I forgot that even though you might say, well, the red ones are better, they're smaller, they feel better, whatever. My time, Darmalay, Liashkin Kamila, I need them for storage. I'm planning on keeping this money for a long time, right? I'm moving out to Waco, Texas, or someplace, and away from the government, whatever it is. You know, I want to keep the coins for a long time. There's three kinds of kinds of dollars now. There's three kinds of $100 bills. You know that there's three different kinds of $100 bills that are current now. Some people only want the latest ones. They're afraid of the old ones, even though they still work, right? But that's just people want the old ones. So people want the newer ones. So they don't want them. So the point is that's what he means over there. So the Chalibin does. So at this point, we're saying that ein matbeya nasa chalipin. In other words, the rabbi cannot use a coin for that. However, Amar Papa, afilu mandar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Even if you hold that a matbeya cannot be made in chalipin, listen, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. It can't make the deal. Again, what makes the deal? When you take the coin from the handkerchief from the rabbi, he acquires your stuff. So we're saying you can't use a coin. Why? Because when I get the coin, I'm not thinking about the intrinsic value of the coin. It could be a dollar also. Is there an intrinsic value? Take today. You do it with paper money. There's a good example because the paper money has no intrinsic value, right? It's only because today it's good. Tomorrow, they'll tell you that old 50 shekel purple one is no good anymore. I don't know. I think it's still good. But
I used one yesterday.
Used one yesterday. Yeah, nobody wants them.
I was worried.
Nobody wants them, right? So you're thinking about, you know, you're thinking about the 50 shekel. You're not thinking about the value of it, and therefore it's not good. So he says, I feel him under my imape and nasa chalipim. It can't make the chalipin. Why? Because how does it work? When I get the coin from the rabbi or the handkerchief, I give him my stuff. That is, so the coin is making it. That the thing that the rabbi gives me is making it. But you still could acquire it. In other words, let's say he gives me his handkerchief and I give him, instead of the chametz, I give him my coin. Could that work? So Rav Papa says it does. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see that it doesn't work. That this is slugged up. But he says you could be makdeh. Why? Midi davar parallel of Nachum. I said before, Rav Nachman, Rashi brought it down before. It holds like this. We said that chalipin is done with anything, right? You give me one item for another. But it's learned out from shalaf ishnala, from the shoe. So some say it means anything that's not coinage is good enough. Rav Nachman's very particular. He says no, only a kli. What is a kli? A kli means almost any item is a kli, except for produce. Produce is not a kli, not fruit. So just like a coin, Rav Nachman, payrol of Nachman, lav afugav the inu lav the chalipin. The rabbi can't give you an apple. He says it doesn't work. I can't give an apple, but still I can you mock the chalipin. But if he gives me his handkerchief, I can give him my apples that have chametz in them, whatever. My matzah, right? That works, right? The payrol, I can exchange it, right? That certainly works. The handkerchief gives me a handkerchief, and I give him my chametz, my bread, my food, right? That does work. So tivanami loshna, coins are also a way. Coins can't affect the chalipin, can't affect it with an E. It can't make the effect with that. It can't make it happen, right? It can't make the chalipin. However, if I gives me the handkerchief, I could say the coins could go. That's what Rav Papa wants to say. But the Gemara is now going to ask a kashan. A man's and his granary, where he has all the produce and he has separated Maisa Shani. Now he wants to change it onto money. The halacha is if you change it onto money, you got to add on 25%. That's halacha for your own stuff. So what he does is, he doesn't have any cash. He tells his friend, listen, I'm giving you the Paris, Matana. And then he says, I want them to be Mechulal Almal Sheishi Babayas on the money that I have in my house. I have some money house, I just don't have any money here. So I'm giving them to you, and his friend is his friend, so he's willing to go along with it. I'm giving you all the payers. He says, all those payers, there's Maisa Shani in there, my changing it onto money I have in my house. Since they're your payers now, I don't have to add on the 25%. He's trying to do a shtick to avoid the 25%, because if his own, he has to add 25%. Somebody else's, he doesn't have to add 25%. Now, he does it that way. Why does he do it? He says, what does he do? He gives the payers to you. I give the payers to you. And then I tell you, those payers, with your permission, I'm changing on to the money in my house. Time it ain't be on a mos. Why does he do it? Because he has no money. He has no money, right? But if he, let's say he would have money, he wouldn't have to do that at all. What would he do, right? Likni lu li'idach m'mashicha, right? He could, the other guy, he says, could take the money. The other guy could take the money. The other guy could exchange it. Likni lu li'idach m'mashicha, right? He could acquire the m'mashicha. Uparak and be potit. The Hachiyadif, That's better. Davilin Achri. It's very, very simple. He would just give the other guy the money. If he had money, what if he has to give the guy the payers and then say, your payers from Mechal this? Very simply would be, give the other guy the money and let the other guy be potent, right? You're not being potent, it's your payers. You go, why does he do it that way? And if you say, like Rapapa says, that even though Matbeya is not Nasa Chalipin, right, then ain't Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, but it could be acquired with Chalipin. If you use the handkerchief, you could acquire the money that way. Why doesn't he say, listen, I don't have any money here, but I have money at home. I'll tell you what, give me your yarmulke for a second. You give me a yarmulke, and I'll give you my money. Why doesn't he do it that way if you could acquire? So the answer is, Lesley Sutter, he doesn't have a yarmulke. He doesn't have a handkerchief. He doesn't have anything to do with. Very unlikely. So that's the kasha on that. Let him do it that way. But now the Gemara is asking Rashi, this is not really Nakasha in the Republic. So why doesn't he just give it to him? I give a piece of karka. So take the money, I give karka that. Take a little corner of my field there, right? This is the last lake karka. He doesn't have any karka either. That's not a kasha in the Republic. That's kasha stam. If he wants to give him the money, okay, you don't want to work at Az Chalipim, let him work at Al Kinyan Agav. Since he doesn't have any karka. He's standing in the garden. He's standing in his granary. What do you mean he has no karka? He's standing in his own silo. What is going on over there? So the begarn shenishlo, it's not his. So the Torah gives a case like this where the guy is a naked man, that he has nothing to less lay. The guy's got nothing. He doesn't have a shirt. He doesn't have a pair of underwear. He doesn't have anything to do with it. They're very unlikely. It must be Elav. The reason he can't do it is, you know, I can't do it with Chalipin? Because Chalipin wouldn't work there. Because I give you my, because, you know, you give me your handkerchief, right? You give me the handkerchief, and I'm mocking to you the money with Chalipin. Elav Shmamina, Einapay, and Nikna B'Chalipin. In other words, the kasha on the Chalipin was the other guy that he's giving the guy to, right? Give me your handkerchief, and I'll give you my money. The kasha already with the karka was already his own karka, right? But in any case, the point is that's very unlikely. It must be because ain matbeya nikna b'chalipin either, shmamina. So it comes out that a matbeya is not nasa chalipin because your mind is on the coinage, not on the intrinsic value. And it's also not nikna b'chalipin, even though according to Rav Nachman, payers could be nikna even though they can't make it, but money is different. And tomorrow's going to confirm this some more. We'll see tomorrow. Mishnah at 5:30.
So the nafkamina is when the money is acquired.
That's correct. And there are other nafkaminas too, right? If it's chalipin, it's acquired right away. But we hold that ain't.